The reading this morning is from Colossians, the first Colossians, verses 11 through 20, and then with Luke 23, we'll be reading from 33 to 43, the verses. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And Luke 23, verses 33 through 43. This seems so strange, but this is going to be explained later, and it doesn't sound like it should be read now, but believe me, it should. When they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus, and there were the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." So ends the reading.
Sue is right. It seems strange to hear a text about the crucifixion just as Advent begins next Sunday. But today in the church is known as the Reign of Christ Sunday, last Sunday in the church year. Used to, when we didn't have as much emphasis on inclusive language, we called it Christ the King Sunday. And that Luke text talks about Jesus as King of the Jews. Save yourself if you are the Messiah. And the inscription over the cross was King of the Jews. Perhaps we're uncomfortable or put off by kingdom talk. and the triumphalism of history that sometimes the church has engaged in. But I think it's a good thing to end the church year by remembering who it is that holds us, and the church, and all of creation. Who is that holds us in wisdom and in love? Now the translation from Colossians that Sue read is poetic, but in the Message by Eugene Peterson, in his lovely and accessible translation, as he introduces Colossians, he sets the scene with this description. Most people of that day believed that the air around them was thick with unseen spirits that humans ignored at their peril. The Colossians were terrified that if they didn't appease the spirits, they laid themselves open to disease and poverty. Who was Jesus when compared to such powers? Close quotes. The teachings of the early church had to compete in a kind of philosophical marketplace with the values and beliefs, with the religious and secular ideas and notions that were swirling around in that current culture. The author of Colossians wants to make it clear, wants to make it abundantly clear, that Christ is not just one among many competing approaches to life, but was the center. Not just the first among equals, but at the very center of the meaning of everything. So the question of Jesus Christ is not of secondary importance, but is primary in the lives of his followers. Not something we just think about on Sunday morning. Not just something we think about when somebody asks us, what church do we go to? But it is primary in our lives. For the early Christians, and for us as well, following Jesus, as the choir invited us to this morning, is a game changer. Or in Peterson's words in the Message, the writer of this letter says, quote, well, so being a Christian, quote, is not simply a matter of fitting Jesus into our present way of thinking. We are transformed, moved, deported from one kingdom to another. Nothing is as we have known it. Close quotes. Now, a fear of unseen spirits swirling around us may seem pretty strange. But don't we Don't we live in fear of many powers? Quote, the powers and principalities. There's good reason to fear the power of greed and war and violence and addiction and commercialism. Reason to fear the philosophies and values that shape so much of our culture in so many people's lives. Values and beliefs like exaggerated individualism, excessive materialism, and an unfounded trust in military force for our security. Sometimes it's easy to feel that the powers that be influence our lives. Influence our lives more than the presence and the power of God. So we've got those forces swirling around us as well. A faith that emphasizes the lordship of Jesus Christ also includes a call to his followers. A call that reminds us that disciples of Jesus are called to transform the world and its systems, not escape them, and not fear them. We are called to be a part of God's own work in repairing the damage that has been done and bringing forth a renewed creation. A renewed creation that is to further the reign of God. This text from Colossians is a root for Christian hope, for it proclaims that God in Christ is at work in the world. Is at work in individual lives, is at work in our churches, and is at work in the universe. Reading this text on the Reign of Christ Sunday, just before the seasons of Advent and Christmas, reminds us that the same Christ who rules over all creation enters the world as a vulnerable baby and shares fully in our life and our humanity. We live in a world where the media and travel opportunities and the internet and educational opportunities offer us so many ideas and so many possible approaches to life that I think we could fairly say that the marketplace of ideas and thoughts, the philosophical marketplace, if you want to, either well, surely equals, if doesn't exceed, the kind of world that existed in Colossae when that letter was written. And so the letter instructs us, as it did those early Christians, not to get lost in all those options out there and all those possibilities, but to recognize and to give our allegiance to the one who died in order to heal all the brokenness of the world and to make us whole again. And we signal, we show our recognition and our gratitude and our commitment to this wisdom by living in love, by responding to the call to follow. And to become a people of joyful and grateful hearts. Now that's not a bad way to close a year and to begin a new one. The image of Christ the King may seem a bit outdated for those of us who live in postmodern democracies. So what might be a better image for you? How might our understanding of the importance, the centrality of Jesus best be expressed? I don't have an easy answer, but think about that. Because the importance is the centrality of the Christ in our lives. And God's action and power in all of creation. So how do we image that appropriately for us today? In the United Church of Christ, we've claimed as our motto from the Gospel of John, the prayer of Jesus that they may all be one. These are more than just beautiful words or nice thoughts. They're at the heart of being the Christian community. No matter what divides us, and it seems that countless things attempt to do so, in the larger scheme of things, we are bound together by God's love. That's more powerful than fights over worship or theology or decisions about whom we invite into our lives. This Sunday is about Christ at the center. Above all and in all and the heart of everything. That's our theme. That's our hymn for today. To put Christ at the center of our lives, our church, the world. Amen.